Brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. I think that this is the first time that I am celebrating this Mass at 11:15 a.m. since I got here to this parish more or less five weeks ago. Let me introduce myself for all those that do not know me. I am Father Jose Chicas. I'm originally from El Salvador. I was in Boulder, Sacred Heart of Jesus, for 4 years, and now the Archbishop has asked me to come to serve you, to be here at this parish. So I am happy to be here. Has been fantastic 5 weeks, great weeks. In the middle of this pandemic, I'm getting to know people, but it's kind of hard, you know, because of the masks. So sometimes they come, and maybe I have seen them before, but I am really slow, okay? So you have to have patience with me. My family, I come from a big family. We are seven alive. So the first one is a girl, the second was a boy, but he died when he was 3 months old. Then it's me, and then 5 more girls. So I grew up with girls, okay? I had enough. That's why I entered the seminary, you know, and I don't wanna deal with this, you know, for the rest of my life. I love them. I love my family. But this is the will of God, you know. I always ask God to give me a brother. Every time that my mother was pregnant, I was asking for a brother. And I got mad at my parents because I thought that they were the ones deciding, you know. And they are not. Later on, I recognize that it's God, you know, that decides over our lives. But anyway, so I'm happy to be here. And also to celebrate with you this Eucharist, you know, this wonderful celebration, this sacrament that we have every single Sunday, right? Every single Sunday, also during the weekdays, you know, for those that can make it to the weekdays. But on Sundays we have this beautiful sacrament. Why do we need Jesus Christ in our lives? That this is what we will see in this gospel. Okay, this gospel tells us about the importance of crying out to Jesus Christ. And maybe today you have a reason to cry out to God. Maybe today I have a reason, or maybe no. But for sure tomorrow you will have one, or you had one last week, okay? A reason to cry out to God. The first reading that speaks, you know, is a beautiful poem of the prophet Isaiah that gives to the people of Israel. Now, the people of Israel are coming back, you know, from exile. They were in exile, so they are coming back. Okay? Now, he tells them, this poem is for all those that would like to follow God's law, those that would like to do the will of God. But there are certain things that we have to keep in mind, okay? The people of Israel have to keep in mind. There are some instructions, let's say. What are those instructions? First, he says, observe what is right. Do what is just. And then he says, keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant. Okay? These are things that the people of Israel have to do in order to follow the will of God. And we know that every day is difficult. It is, humanly speaking, it's difficult to observe what is right and to do what is just. Even Saint Paul says, you know, Saint Paul says, I know what is good, what I have to do. But at the end of the day, I see that I am not capable of doing it. I am not, and I know that it's good to do the things, what I have to do. But I don't do it. The second reading says, for God delivered all to disobedience. All. I'm the first one, okay? All to disobedience. But it says, that he might have mercy upon all. So God has delivered us to disobedience so that we may experience the mercy of God in our lives. The mercy of God, the love of God. And we have seen this in Jesus Christ by dying for all of us, for our sins. But not only that, salvation, brothers and sisters, is for everyone. Okay? It's for everyone. Some people accept this salvation, others reject it. But God is good because he finds ways to call us back to him. Okay? Because this is what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, you know, that God has created us and he has put this desire in the heart of man to look for him. Okay? So inside of us, there is this desire to look for God. Other people, look, there are other people that are in different, in other religions, right? But at the end, they are looking for God. They don't know yet the true God, but they are looking for God. This woman that we have in this gospel, it says that Jesus Christ withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. So this is the first time that Jesus Christ is going out from the land of Israel. He's going to a pagan territory. The people that live there in that territory are people that are following other gods, idols, okay? They are not following the God of Israel. This Canaanite woman has followed many other gods. Now, what God allowed in this woman, the experience of her life, is the thing that will bring her to come to know the faith, to come to know Jesus Christ. It says that she came, a woman from that district came and called out. It says, have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. Now, let us imagine the suffering of this mother. A mother that is suffering because her daughter is possessed by a demon. So the mother is also tormented by the suffering of her daughter. That there is not a cure. No one can heal her. We don't know if this mother has been able to sleep overnight. Maybe not. We don't know how many years this daughter has been possessed by this demon. And it doesn't say what kind of demon. Okay? But imagine the suffering of this mother. Seeing the daughter every day, every night, that is possessed. She doesn't want to see her daughter suffering. How many people, how many young people today, how many young people today are being possessed by demons? How many? A lot of people. A lot of young people. I come from Boulder. I was there for 4 years. Yeah, believe me. And I saw a lot of parents crying, coming to me, saying, "Father, what do I do? What can I do? I cannot see my children suffer. It's killing me. It's destroying my life. I cannot live. I cannot work because I am always thinking about my kids and the problems that they have. They suffer a lot." And it says that she came to Jesus Christ. And it seems that Jesus Christ didn't pay attention. Okay? But it says that she insisted, "Lord, help me. Help me. I cannot live my life anymore. I don't know what to do. You are the only one that can help me in this suffering, in this problem, in this situation. No one can cure my daughter." And he says that, he said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." You know that dogs and swine, for the people, it was a term for the Jewish people. And this is how they consider pagan people. Those that didn't belong to the people of Israel were considered dogs. And this woman says, "Yes, Lord, you are right with that. I don't deserve it. I am unworthy to receive your blessings. I am unworthy. I have followed other gods. I don't deserve it. But please help me. Please heal my daughter. Please heal my soul. Please take away this suffering. Because I want to live my life. I want to be happy." And it says that, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their master. Even they find," saying, "even they find mercy on their master." I want mercy. I want mercy. Help me. And then it says, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." We have come here, brothers and sisters, today, and we are in front of Jesus Christ. We will receive Jesus Christ today in our hands. We will consume Jesus Christ. We will eat Jesus Christ. Let me tell you one thing. If you really believe what you are receiving, what you are having in your hands, ask for whatever you want and God will give it to you. But ask it with faith. Don't doubt that He will heal you. Don't doubt that He will give you your happiness, what you desire today. May God give us, brothers and sisters, the faith of this woman, so that we may approach the altar and we may ask God, Jesus Christ, to help us in this life.